Child custody is one of the most sensitive areas of law in India, which usually comes up where there is a divorce or a separation. The matter is important on the grounds that it is not only the right of the parents, but also for the benefit and protection of the child. As the trend of divorce is increasing in India, the knowledge about the laws that regulate child custody has become quite crucial. In this article, we will take a closer look at the peculiarities of the child custody laws in India, paying attention to how the legislation finds the ways to protect the rights of both parents and the child. Understanding child custody and child custody laws. Child custody means who has the right to take care of a child or children. In this case, parents who are having a difficult time or wish to part ways are forced to make decisions concerning the child, specifically which one of them the child will stay. The custody of the child is not only about who the child will live with, but also other decisions that need to be made on behalf of the child, including his/her upbringing, education, medical care, and general well-being. The laws relating to child custody in India are provided under the various personal laws of the country and are mainly divided based on the party's religion. These laws recognize how and on what basis one or the other parent is awarded custody of the child or the kind of custody that would be in the best interest of the child. Types of child custody in India. Indian courts recognize different forms of custody to ensure that the child's emotional, physical, and psychological well-being is prioritized. Physical custody, this means the parent with whom the child lives most of the time, or the one with whom the child spends most of his or her time. The parent who has the physical care of the children is the custodial parent, while the other parent is referred to as non-custodial parent, though is usually allowed visitation rights. Joint custody. Joint custody refers to a situation where both parents have the custody of the child, although the child stays with each of them for a fixed time. Arrangements such as the joint custody of the child is slowly gaining precedence in the Indian courts, since both parents can share the time with the child and allows both parents to be involved in the child's life while maintaining a stable environment for the child. Legal custody. Legal custody gives a parent the authority to make pivotal decisions regarding a child's upbringing, including matters of education, healthcare, and religious instruction. Crucially, even when one parent holds physical custody, both parents may retain joint legal custody, ensuring shared responsibility in guiding the child's life trajectory. Sole custody. If one parent is considered less capable to bring up the child, either because of substance dependence, women who abuse or neglect their children, or if he or she is incapacitated, the court can grant full custody to the other parent. Sometimes, the non-custodial parent may not have any powers in the manner in which the child is brought up. Third-party custody. In cases where the court considers that neither of the parents is able to adequately care for the child, custody will be given to a close family member, such a grandparent or other a close relative. Key considerations by the Indian courts while disposing custody matters. Indian courts and the court does not side with any parent based on the religion. Instead, the courts take a holistic approach, considering various factors such as age and gender of the child. In the past, the mantle of needing maternal care was given to the young children, particularly those under the age of 5 years, and thus are placed under the care of the mother. However, this assumption is slowly fading away, since the current courts assess which parent will have better quality emotional and psychological support. Parental capability. The court determines whether the parents can meet the child's emotional and physical needs as well as financial requirements, and looks at the likelihood of the parent where he or she is staying. Does the parent care for the child or show affection of any manner towards the child? Wishes of the child. Where the child is older, the court will consider the wishes of the child as to which parent they prefer to reside with, although this is not the only criterion used by the court. Emotional bond between the child and parents. The degree of affection between the child and every parent is also a significant factor. The court may award the custody to the parent with whom the child has a closer bond of attachment. Parental behavior. The court is likely to pay attention to the conduct of the parents of the child with regards to such factors as domestic violence, substance abuse, or neglect. It is such factors that can act against a parent in issues relating to child custody cases. Child's well-being. According to the Indian courts, the child's need for psychological comfort is considered above the need of parents' comfort. Pursuit of stability and continuity in the child's education, social contacts, and family relationships is accorded highest priority. Legal provisions governing child custody laws in India. Child custody in India is based on the personal laws, which significantly differ according to the religion of the concerned parties. Below are the key legal frameworks that guide child custody cases in India. Hindu Minority and Guardianship Act, 1956. It recognizes the well-being of the child and it is based on Hindu law. For instance, the courts provide the mother with the custody of children below the age of 5 years, but the custody of children above that age may be determined by the child himself or herself and the best interest of the child. Guardians and Wards Act, 1890. This is a secular law that affects all Indians regardless of their religion. It describes the authority of the court to provide for the appointment of a guardian for the minors and serves as the procedural legislation in determining all child custody matters among all the communities. Muslim Personal Law, child custody is awarded to the mother irrespective of her status as divorced, single or widowed unless the court feels that the father is capable of providing a proper home, education etc. to the kids, especially daughters, until they reach a certain age, typically 7 years for boys and puberty for girls. However, the father is considered to be a natural guardian and thus has the exclusive authority to decide on important matters of the child's upbringing. Christian and Parsi laws. Position on child custody in cases involving the Christians as well as Parsis are governed by their respective personal laws besides the Guardians and Wards Act. It is essential to understand that the court's paramount consideration is still the child's welfare and his or her best interests regardless of the religion that is practiced. Joint custody, modern Indians run into a growing trend. The trend in Indian jurisprudence has increasingly favored joint custody. This new perspective enables the parents to be always present in the life of the child, which is good for the child's psychological and social well-being according to scientific findings. This can also be factual in the sense that children may also not be exposed to high levels of emotional stress that is as a result of separation or divorce, but instead they still get to spend time with both parents. But joint custody requires cooperation between the two parents and the ability to talk to each other. Both the parents have to respect each other, and the child's best interest always has to come first, which sometimes can be very difficult in contentious situations. Impact of parental conduct on custody decisions. The conduct of parents is a very important determinant when it comes to custody. Prejudice such as history of domestic violence, child abuse or substance abuse profoundly define the court's ruling. Sometimes when one parent has been deemed unsafe around a child, the courts may strip the parent of some of their rights or may allow visitation to take place under supervision to ensure the safety of the child. Similarly, lack of competence or irresponsibility can make them lose custody of the child solely to the other party. According to Indian courts, as their main interest is the welfare and protection of the child over the parents' rights of the child. Mediation in disputes over staking of children. The use of mediation as a tool for solving such questions as child custody has recently gained its popularity. Sometimes, parents may opt for legal proceedings, but because of the time-consuming process that is involved in trial, they may opt for a third party to help in negotiations and come up with a suitable agreement on child custody. Mediation deals with the communication and negotiation processes, problem-solving oriented approach with an aim to not further harm the child, and being different from the legal proceedings. Indian courts may encourage or even mandate mediation in certain cases, as it can reduce hostility between parents and provide a more amicable resolution for the child's welfare. Challenges in child custody battles. Custody battles involving children in India can be extremely trying and sometimes even complicated in the extreme when feelings overpower reason. A few key challenges include parental bias. The positions of law have been moving towards gender neutrality, and yet again one may get the feeling that societal culture could still be at play with the courts leaning more in favor of mothers for younger children. Nevertheless, more attention has been paid to the father's involvement in the childcare activities. Lengthy legal process. Child custody legal proceedings are lengthy, and often they are dragged in courts, and this is always very stressful both to parents and children. Sometimes, the lawmaking process is slowed down because cases that are still pending in the Indian courts, and the result is that all stakeholders are in the dark about what would happen next. High legal costs. Legal process can also prove to be a very costly exercise for the two parents. It becomes very overwhelming because it's very expensive to constantly be in and out of court getting lawyers and paying for legal services. Emotional toll on the child. Long drawn-out custody battles are not healthy on a child's physical, mental, or emotional well-being. The child may feel trapped between the two parents, thus have the feeling of guilt, confusion, and often upset. Conclusion: a review child custody laws in India. The child custody cases are among the most contentious legal proceedings that parents may encounter in their life. Laws concerning child custody in India are beneficial or aim to be in the best interest of the child, though every case is a new case altogether. The three main areas of assessment for the courts are age, behavior of parents, and the emotional attachment that the child has towards its parents in order to obtain the best arrangement as far as custody is concerned. Parents must ensure that child custody cases are handled in the best interest of the child, which is why he or she should avoid violence and look for other means to solve any issue. It is important that joint custody, mediation and cooperation should be adopted to avoid any stress that might be occasioned by the separation of the parents in order to provide a child with a loving environment that will enable him or her to grow healthily. FAQ. Child custody laws in India without divorce. In India, child custody laws without divorce typically address custody matters in cases where parents are separated but not legally divorced. These cases are generally handled under the Guardians and Wards Act, 1890, which allows courts to appoint a guardian based on the child's best interests. Can a father take a child from a mother in India? In India, a father cannot unilaterally take a child from the mother without legal permission. Custody decisions are made by the court based on the child's best interests.